Stupidify Pupertus. It's GRD Sweekly. Finally, we can start the show where we stop laughing for 2 seconds.
It wasn't that funny of an intro. It's just I've got the giggles.
Well, you know, we do a lot better when that happens. So, hi.
Hi.
Welcome,
hi,
everybody, to GRD's...
You scaled it to the bigger.
You did. GRD's Squeakly episode 101.
It's the 101.
Yeah, it's a palindrome.
Yes.
Ooh, think about that. We, of course, Geek Radio Daily over at geekradiodaily.com. There it is. That fun place you stop by because all kinds of geeky things you will learn about because we like to bring it to you. And who is that? Well, of course, the Flintstress.
Okay, Speedy, this started out fun, but I'm over it.
I don't know. You seem to be having a good time.
Yeah, you're having fun.
I am having a good time. I
think you should stay a while. And the party man himself, that there's the Bruce.
I just found a bag of fireworks in the men's restroom. Would you guys like to light them off?
And I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Did I mention that my nose is on fire? That I have 15 wild badgers living in my trousers?
Huh? Did I happen to mention that?
No, you did not.
So, I'm glad you haven't.
And now you know.
And knowing's
half the battle.
There you go. So welcome to it. We will be talking, of course, about Harry Potter. And how he was arrested. Right. Well, they would like to arrest him, but that we're getting ahead of ourselves. What we need to get to first is, hey, what you been doing geeky, yo?
Hey, like tons of stuff.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to start with my work. My work is just plain geeky. What I do, you know, I'm a technology representative. I help, like, teachers do technology in the classroom. And I'm working on a bunch of projects, like digital stories. And our PE department is going to do this project where they make, like, videos. And we're going to try to send them to Michelle Obama because they're going to be about, like, fitness and childhood obesity and stuff. So maybe one of her minions is listening to the show.
Minions.
She's got them. They email me. They go, hey, it's Michelle.
I've been told there's an agenda. When there's an agenda, there has to be
minions. No, but I get emails from her minions. And they're like, hey, it's Michelle. And, you know, don't forget this cause. And want to give $10? You know.
You're on the first name basis with the first.
really. Yeah. So nice. I'm going to hit up my BFF and see if I can get her to come to school and help out the kids. So, you know, if one of your minions is listening,
call me. Michelle.
So it's just been really, really busy. I got a conference coming up, like a technology conference, and that's going to be fun. And so we're like planning this, and I'm like, I don't know the people that I'm going with all that well. So I'm like, it's a conference. We're all going to be in a hotel. I'm like, is it going to be a party? And I don't know. Should I like bring a bottle of alcohol like just to have it? Or should I just...
There are going to be teachers involved, right?
Yeah.
Alcohol is always called
for. Yeah, that's usually.
But like the people that I'm going with, I feel like are really kind of square.
Yes, but
those are
the other
people
ones,
who drink like mad at these things.
No, you find the other ones. Other teachers, they're the alcoholics. They're the ones that are going to want to drink with you.
Think about it. The law of averages says that if everyone is like that, then there's always someone like you. So there's got to be some other folks like you you're going to find.
I mean, because I know we probably have early like breakout sessions and whatnot. But
break out
I
the
mean,
bottle.
Come on. Anytime you're staying in a hotel and you don't have to drive, you know, I mean, it's a convention essentially. Okay, so it's not a sci-fi fantasy convention. It's not a comic book convention.
So it'll be higher class
or a tattoo
drinks.
Convention. I don't know.
Well,
stuffier drinks. How's that?
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I don't know.
A little more umbrellas involved?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Speaking of a convention, I went to
because umbrellas are stuffy.
I went to a tattoo convention at one point. And it was at the same place where RavenCon is, the Holiday Inn Kroger Center. Where RavenCon was last year. And except they had a totally different deal worked out with the hotel and quite possibly with the state of Virginia because they had designated smoking areas inside the building. They had little alcoves and stuff where people could smoke.
Oh.
Figure that one out.
And they were drinking and walking around with open containers and beer bottles. And I mean, like,
well, if they're inside, they can do that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, somebody had already always said keep it on the DL to me, but I don't know. Maybe that was just me.
Maybe they're just trying to be cool.
With you.
Yeah. But no, that was kind of interesting.
No, girl, you can smoke here. I'll watch out for you.
No, I didn't know what it was going to be.
Yeah.
It was just going to be like people like selling products or people advertising. People were getting tatted right there, like in booths. People were just laying out on tables getting tattooed all over the place. It was crazy. I was like, oh, I wonder if Billy Flynn would mind if I came in with a tattoo. But yeah. And I've got to wait. Like, I can't get one right before the bout because you got to like take time off from skating or whatever. A little bit of time. I guess it depends on where you get it. You know, but you don't want to like something to rub against it and mess it up. So,
which reminds me here and now. Hey, all of you fantastic folks out there that can do artwork because I make stick figures like look crooked and weird. So I want my tattoo finally. I need to have it before the movie comes out. Now is the time for me to finally do it. I'd like a really kick-ass, I want a Green Lantern logo. and
kind of sort of with like fire-ish sort of around it, right? Like,
yes.
How it's how it glows, right. How the ring glows, like the logo glows. Mm-hmm.
Kind of. Well, like that thing. Yeah, yeah. Now, for those who want to go the extra mile, what I'd really love to have is written in Elvish in that little circle that it forms, that glowy part, is in Brightest Day. Is what I'd like to have.
See, so, I'm supposed to do that because I took the class.
That
was years ago.
I have the paper somewhere. I just have to find it.
So, you know, art fiends. I'd love that.
Oh.
So I'm just asking because it's Christmas time, right? You know, yeah. Crib a miracle. Maybe Santa Claus will bring me a tattoo.
Santa Claus gonna bring you a tattoo.
He does have elves.
That's what I'm talking about. See the connection.
And I was there because we were promoting roller derby. I'm sorry, I'm trying to stay still. But we were promoting roller derby because we have a bout coming up.
Yes, you do.
Which has been a pain in the butt to try to organize. There's just so many different details. And a lot of things depend on other things before you can do them.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Like any other kind of major event. But then there's other things that could have been done way early in advance that just plain didn't. And my dumb self, right? People are talking about it. Oh, registering all these different teams. This is not just about, but all these different teams come in from all over kind of like the East Coast.
Yeah.
And it's like this expo where they have different scrimmages and they have like fun bouts like zombies versus robots and ninjas versus pirates and all this really fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's an actual bout. But anyway, so I was like, I pipe up in one of those meetings and go, why don't we just do a Google Doc? Google Docs are awesome, and they're like my newest, latest, greatest thing. They really are easy. You get all the information compiled in one source.
Uh-huh.
You can share the spreadsheet with other people so that everybody in the committee can see it. Yeah, except none of them know how to use a Google Doc.
Right.
So guess who ends up managing every single part of it on the back end?
Ha ha. You volunteered.
You know, the second you told me you got involved in it, I kind of knew that.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to help. I wanted to make it easier.
And the second you said that, I kind of knew that.
Yeah.
You volunteered yourself to death.
And it wasn't, even though it was helpful in some ways, it wasn't the ideal technology. And I have an idea for how to do it differently next year. So we'll see how that goes. Yeah, it's a Christmas event, Christmas-themed event. But I'm going to start registration in like August next year. So yeah, I'll learn from it. It's the first time I'm doing it. But it is, I mean, we're using technology. And most of the people are really responding well to it from outside of the league. And they think that it's pretty cool that I can just gather that information there. It doesn't have to just go back and forth with emails. So I've been doing my part there. And that's been really, 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 really busy. School has also been going on. You know, Billy Flynn and I are both taking classes, and class is okay. Started some learning team stuff this week. But this one's actually on like curriculum and the use of technology. So I'm finally starting to get to the class
doing. That's
like, this is why I'm actually taking this. This is things that I can actually turn around and like use in my job. So that's pretty cool.
I'm taking an intercultural communication class currently.
Yeah, but okay. On your next paper, you're going to have to watch a movie.
On my next film, my next paper, I've got to watch a movie and discuss cultural differences in it, la la la.
Okay, which
so,
movie?
Well, there's a list of movies you have to pick from.
Oh.
The Crying Game is among those. Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Driving Miss Daisy.
Driving Miss Daisy, Crash, you know.
Yeah,
there's
okay.
A list of like 18 or so films, which is going to be much more interesting. And that's for the week three of the class. Week two of the class, in which so far we'd been learning about how people deal with interacting with people from other cultures or being in another culture.
Yeah.
Our paper was on how poor intercultural communication impacted international commerce or foreign policy.
Choose
oh my God, what the hell? Week two? What are you doing? What the hell are you talking about? That was
50-page paper there.
So
it wasn't quite 50 pages, but it was a beast. It was not that much fun. But it got done.
It got done. That's all that needs to be said about that. But
let's talk
my
about
God.
Fun stuff. Let's
talk do.
About TV.
TV.
Ooh.
I like that.
Yeah. So last night's Glee, if you haven't already
watched it.
It was sectionals. And that's good. I actually had a friend of mine who's a real fan who I was talking to today who hadn't seen it. It was hard to not spoil it. You know, so spoiler alert, Kurt is on the Warblers, except he's not quite fitting in. It, you know, I'm kind of happy that it's not just like totally absolutely perfect at this
exactly.
new school.
Nothing
it's
ever
realistic.
Is.
It's really realistic. So it's good. Yeah. And his little gay boyfriend is really cute. What is his name? Blaine or something?
Blaine? His name is Blaine?
Something like that. I don't know.
Probably.
Blake?
No.
I don't know what it is. He's really, really cute.
I'm pretty sure it is because I'm pretty sure I made that exact same joke and you didn't get the
thing. Except here's the thing. Okay. They had them tie. I thought that was a total cop-out.
It was a cop-out.
And there was no reason for that.
The thing is, I thought their singing was relatively equal, and the dance component of it was really good.
Yes, it was.
So, I mean, they should have won. Now, maybe they didn't, you know, as a show, they didn't want to reward the kids because their attitude had been really bad or whatever, but you can, the judges wouldn't have had any idea about that.
No, it was a cop-out. It really was.
And we know they both go on to regionals, but so just have a winner and a loser. I don't know.
No, because they don't want to change the rules from last year where only one person moves on or one team moves on.
I thought they had said that two moved on. I don't know. Didn't
they could have changed
it.
I mean, what's a throwaway line?
Exactly.
You could have put more because as it is now, you didn't see, you know, the school for with the deaf children.
Yeah, exactly.
And the inner city school.
Yeah.
They weren't there.
They weren't there.
You could have just had
it. You could have had it where there's like a wild card where like the Warblers weren't going to get to go, but then somebody dropped out and they could have filled in. There was a lot of ways that they could
exactly.
have done that
yeah.
without having it had to be a tie.
It was almost like they were doing two episodes or an episode and a half in one.
Because
they kind of shot through things really, really quickly. I mean, things they could have brought out longer.
It was more about them, which is... Overall is good, but that was just a weird ending. But
it's funny though that when they decided to showcase the other, you know, Sam and Quinn and Santana and you know, it was still
the same.
It
routine.
Was still exactly what they would have done instead of Finn and Rachel. It was Sam and Quinn, and instead of Mercedes,
they
it was Santana.
They came out
exactly.
The doors.
Yes.
I know. It's kind of like, all right, you're trying
they
to mix it up,
this.
But all you did was substitute. One couple
See,
for another couple.
That's what it is. But they had really great dancing and great singing. But they used they repetition, and they didn't, I guess, sing as good as Blaine.
His name is Blaine. Oh, that's a major appliance.
What is that even from?
That's from Pretty in Pink.
Oh, okay. Well, it's been a while.
That's why you didn't get it the other time either.
Yeah. Yeah.
I probably won't get it next time
nope.
either.
Nope.
Okay. My absolute favorite show on television by far, total new addiction, hooked, is The Walking Dead. Holy
yes.
God, is
yes.
this a good show.
I made sure that I watched the episode today just to make sure.
Because you knew that there was no way we were not going to talk about it. Oh my God. And then I'll find like the same kind of thing. I'll find somebody who's watching and who's behind and I'm like, oh my God.
Oh.
You have to tell me where you are so that we can talk about it.
Up to here.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm like, you need to go home and watch the next episode now.
Now.
I love that it was directly the aftermath of the previous episode is how we started.
Mm-hmm.
I love that's what
it's
we did.
It's a movie. It is episodes of a movie every week.
It's movie quality. It's episodic television.
It is a big movie. I've called it that before when we talked about this. It was just one big long movie. Broke up into, you know, hour-long chunks, mm-hmm. which... Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. That's my point.
No, I know, but
you disagree?
I don't
with yourself?
I don't know anymore.
Ah. You think going forward or you don't think this last episode?
Well, here's the thing, because you might as well know the controversy because oh my goodness, is there controversy?
Yes.
But with this episode, we have taken a completely divergent path from the comic.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And maybe that's why.
But it's too late.
Well, it's too late.
They've shown this and they've got one more episode.
Oh, is that why? Okay. At the, you know, I don't even have to say spoiler alert or whatever.
Sorry.
At the very end of the episode,
when the lost moment happens.
Right?
Oh my God, it's Desmond! Look, it's Desmond! That's so cool! What are you doing here?
Right?
What are the odds?
If they actually got him, that would be... I'd be like, we're done. We're done.
Well, he essentially is pushing a button every 180.
Yeah.
But not really. But you know what I'm... But at that moment, the shot, when the camera sort of pulls back, I was like, oh, that looks like a panel from the comic.
Yeah,
that looks like an
did.
Exact shot from the... And he goes, no.
No.
I was like, no. Oh, no. Okay, put it this way. Unless it's happened after episode 75, and in case, again, this is the fifth episode.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay? The show has been fantastic. I'm having a good time with it. Things have been changed. It's been organic thus far. This is quite different, and the fanboy in me wants to well up. But I'm prepared to see where it goes because it was an interesting introduction that they gave it when we came back from commercial and we're like, now we're watching a Dharma Initiative film.
Yes.
What's going on?
That was very, very cool how they did that. And never knew exactly what you were watching at first. And it's like, oh, okay, all right.
But if nothing else, her sitting with her sister until the end.
Yes, until the reawakening.
Oh, my God. If you can sit through that, and if you've got a cold, that's a cold, dead heart inside of you, if that doesn't move you. Because, my God.
Yeah.
My God, that's good television.
I was not expecting them to kill her. That's the kind of thing is like, no one is safe. Maybe, okay, maybe our cop guy, he seems to be somewhat invincible, but I don't know that over the course of the show that I would consider anybody truly safe.
Nobody's sacrosanct. It's everybody's, I mean, got a shot.
The shark could come up and get Samuel L. Jackson. if that could happen, then anybody could go. So I was,
could we call that,
not prepared for the sister at all, and I bawled my eyes out. I almost stopped watching television. I was like, I don't want to watch TV anymore. I'm done with TV for like a minute. And then
damn,
I was like,
TV.
Okay.
So since a surprise moment made you think of Deep Blue Sea, can we officially call completely crazy surprising moments the shark that jumped? Can we call it that?
Well, I thought jumping the shark.
That's jumping the shark.
No, I think that's too confusing.
The shark jumped.
I think that's too confusing.
Okay, no, we'll find something else, though.
All right, whatever.
But I totally get what you're going for, and it would be clever if I was clever enough to keep up with that, but I'm not.
You're awesome.
Aw. No, I lost my train of thought. Totally, completely. You broke me. You broke my brain.
We broke her.
But it's funny that you make the comparison to Lost, because this is really sort of filling the void. This is the show that I'm looking forward to every week. This is the show that I'm just like into.
It's going to feel exactly like Lost, because you're not going to have to wait another year to find another episode. Yep.
You know,
I really do need to be on Facebook.
You know this.
Yes.
You know this.
There are only 6 episodes in this season.
We talked last week specifically about how next year
there'd
be.
I forget things like that I don't like to hear.
She's blocking it out.
I don't want to know that, so I'm not going
to. Mind bleach!
Which is funny, because speaking of, even though I'm just going to bounce all around with my geeky week, who the hell cares? But I finished reading Geist.
Okay.
On an island.
No, it's Philippa Valentine's. But here's the point that I'm going to make. And it may also be kind of a New Zealand thing, but I greatly enjoyed Geist. It was really, 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 really good. Except that I forgot the subtitle for Geist.
Which is?
Book 1 of the Order.
Whoops!
And so I'm reading it at the end and I'm like, damn it! No! I mean, it's not a cliffhanger by any means, right? I don't mean to spoil it if you haven't already read it. But it's
God, the dagger's been thrown. Is it going to hit?
And the New Zealand thing that I was talking was because even though I knew in my head that The Lord of the Rings was a trilogy, I had a huge, huge, huge problem with the ending of The Fellowship of the Rings, because I was like, what?
She was one of the people in the theater that was like, what?
You can't end the movie here?
Yeah, it's 2.5 movies. You stop it here with your crackheads.
And one guy.
Wait a minute, they didn't get there yet.
One guy literally was like, but you can see it.
It's right over there. So that was the same kind of thing. I was just sort of like, oh,
I was like, you know, there's 2 more books in this series. You know.
Son of a.
And I was like, oh, and same thing with Geist. It was really, really, really good. But I'm like, oh, okay. Well, it's resolved. The issue, you know, it's kind of like they won the battle but didn't win the war kind of thing. And so I get that. But at the same time, I was just kind of like, how long is it going to be before the next one? So really, really, really highly recommend that you check out Geist, because it's got, you know, all of these sci-fi fantasy elements, kind of, you know, the other world and spirits and magic and runes and, you know, mental connections, bonds, and all kinds of really cool stuff. And the characters are just really, really interesting. You care what happens to them. They're interconnected. There's romance. There's adventure. I mean, it's just got a little bit of something for everybody. So, you know, fan of Pip or not, you should absolutely check out Geist. And I just finished reading it and I'm like, absolutely, it's really, 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 really good.
Woohoo!
You're going to have to come back to me, because I'm sure I have like 50 million other things that I will think of as we go.
Okay. The first thing I watched was Tangled, the Rapunzel movie.
Okay.
It's actually very, very funny.
Disney's
story.
Last fairy tale.
Yes.
Until they need more money.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a fun, lighthearted adventure. It's a lot lighter than any of Pixar's recent stuff. You know, Toy Story 3, Up, something like that.
Wally was good, but also had a message.
Exactly. This was just a fun story. The action was good. The music was good. I would honestly suggest the movie. It was 7.5 pants.
There you go.
It's good times. You know, and you look at it, you're listening to it, and it's like, yeah, that's Chuck.
Oh, the guy that plays Chuck?
Yeah, Zachary Levi.
Okay. Who's the Rapunzel voice?
I believe it's Mandy Moore.
Yeah, that sounds right, yes.
Okay. Huh.
So,
well, I had a friend say that
who
she liked
I
it.
First saw at the Old Town Alexandria Chili Cook-Off. I always like to say that whenever her name
That's
up.
True, before she was famous or whatever.
Yes, she played right before Jonasé.
Wow, she opened for Jonasé?
Well, they had many different bands.
Right.
Oh, so she was scheduled, then they were scheduled.
Uh-huh.
Weird like that.
Oh, okay, because I had a friend say that she liked it and laughed even more than her daughter that she had brought to go see it.
Okay.
Little
All
girl,
right.
yeah.
All right. Night of the Living Trekkies. The fun little book that I talked about a few weeks ago, and I actually finally got to read it. I mean, I went to my in-laws' house for Thanksgiving and just sat down, and when football game wasn't that good, I just picked up the book and started reading and read. It's a fun, major sci-fi fan book. If you are a major sci-fi fan, you'll love it. Mostly Star Trek, but some Star Wars. A little bit of South. There's a South Park reference in there. One of the characters, they reveal one of the characters' name is Kenny Dies.
Nice.
Kenny Dies. D-Y-E-S. Like, really? That's what your name
is? That's
really
funny. That's really cool.
And he's a red shirt.
funny.
It won't change the world, but it's you know.
He carries a black cat in his arms.
Walking under ladders everywhere he goes.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
If you like sci-fi and zombie stories, it's Seven Pants. If you don't, it's six.
He smashes mirrors with the black cat. Sorry, it just popped in my head while walking under ladders.
Awesome.
Did you see Young Justice?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm. It's the pilot for the new series that'll be coming out in January. It's on Cartoon Network. Yeah.
It's an actual animated show on Cartoon Network.
Liked it a lot more than I thought I was going to.
Yes.
I thought I would like it, but I enjoyed it a lot more than I thought I was going to.
Yeah, the fact that they were like, all right, hey, it's the day. We get to play and we get to join and everything like that. All right, congratulations. Welcome in. Sit in the lobby and shut up.
And that's
weird. Damn.
That's weird that the room they wanted to hang out in had like the fish aquarium. And it looked like it was really tall. Is there stairs that go up there? How do people get up there to take those pictures?
I don't know. I think they may walk down or something like that. I don't know. But it's like, really? You screwed them, dude. No wonder they were pissed.
I really loved the comic, especially at the very beginning. It was just incredibly, it was quick. It was funny, but mm-hmm. it was superhero goofiness. It's a fun mix of that in here with what looks like wanting to tell some actual stories, because they did get some villains later, and I love how they tied in Red Tornado,
mm-hmm.
because the way in the comics is totally different, but it's still Red Tornado. So it was nice how they took all the weirdness with the overall continuity of comics and made it work for this, especially with the Superboy part of it.
Yeah, I like the fact that Speedy, and I love how they were making the comments as they were walking, Speedy, no, isn't that, no. That makes no sense.
That makes no sense. Speedy is Green Arrow's sidekick. That doesn't make any sense.
And the fact that Speedy walked out and you don't see him for the rest of the thing, that was kind of cool.
You kind of expected that he would show up again or that somehow he'd come and save the day. I think that was great.
Hey, guys, I see that you're...
And it didn't do that.
Yeah, which is really good that they didn't do that. I get the feeling they may bring him back later as not a good guy.
What? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because if you see the trailers and everything like that, there is a Green Arrow sidekick character. However, it's not Speedy.
It's a girl, right?
It's a girl.
Yeah.
Well, that... okay. So they're going to skip the drug addiction and just go with I'm a petulant little... Okay.
I have no idea.
Don't do that to Roy. Don't do that to Roy. But no, that was a fun time. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. Black Friday shopping. Did you do any of that?
Not a single solitary thing. Last year we did. We got that really good deal on our TV. But
bought it online.
Nothing.
Bought it online.
Okay. I actually went out and did a little Black Friday shopping. I wanted to get my wife a netbook. She wants one. She doesn't need a full laptop.
Uh-huh.
She just wants a netbook. And there was a sale at Radio Shack. And the flyer said, hey, it's $175, blah, blah, blah. Looked up. It was a pretty good deal on it.
Right.
And the flyer said, minimum of one. Per store.
Yep.
They should have said maximum of one per store, because I was like the ninth person and eighth person in line. Yep. Person in front of me got it. Son of a
dude.
Oh, yeah, that happens.
People, as someone who has not set foot in the store for six Black Fridays in a row, very quickly, let me tell you about Black Friday. If you're not first in line, you're not guaranteed to get a damn thing, and don't yell at the people that are working there because they're going just as crazy as you are.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I didn't get upset with anybody. I was like, seriously, there's another one?
And there's no stores. Well, you can't transfer those items, sir. They're Black Friday items. Black Friday items are not store transferable.
No. Yeah, exactly. And my day...
All the information's on the web, folks. Look it up. Don't yell at those people.
My day didn't get a whole heck of a lot better. I went to a couple of the stores, tried to pick up some things for myself, like a pair of new tennis shoes or working out shoes, and that's great. They don't have my size. Oh, crap. All right, I want to get a new jacket. Oh, crap. Not my size. So all the Black Friday deals are for the 90% of the population and mm-hmm. not me.
Well, how many more people like you did you see in line?
One or two.
One or two, okay. Exactly.
So,
you've made
Sasquatch and Bigfoot.
You've made exactly. plaintiff's case for him. Thank you.
Let's see. Today is actually my birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Don't do that. Stop it.
We'd have to pay royalties for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I thought it was...
No.
No, so that is not in the public domain yet.
No. Oh. It's $100.
Well, happy not birthday to you. Well, oh, I can still say happy.
I was actually...
you just can't sing it.
Right, oh, okay.
Right. They haven't trademarked it yet.
They haven't.
Hey, your birthday's on like Donkey Kong. Oh, damn it!
Oh!
Sorry.
So I actually got a few gifts already. My friend Jewel got me a gift card with a little tag in it for two tickets to Tron Legacy 3D.
Ooh.
So she's gonna. I can buy those tickets now and not have to pay for it. I hear a sigh coming from...
Movie's coming.
Yeah,
movie's
I know. Coming. 17th.
Yep.
You're excited. We've seen the trailers. It looks good.
Are we doing a midnight showing?
We haven't decided yet, but we'll see.
Okay.
Well, we did for Harry Potter. Oh my goodness, did I say that out loud?
I want to. I'm up for it.
Okay.
All right. And well, hey, we don't have to do a show the next morning.
School? At a school that the 17th of
something
December.
Like that.
See, there you go.
Keep going.
Doc.
All right. Being that I work at a gym that has a cardio cinema, we show major movies and
right,
such.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
But you have to keep your workout going to keep the movie going. The second you all stop, the movie stops.
Well, no, thank God.
That would think about it.
Yeah, it would be cool.
And then
but
then you could like show porn. No.
Well, the thing is, I actually, being the one of the personal trainers there, I actually help pick out the movies, which is great because the Sunday before Thanksgiving, we played The Last Starfighter.
Awesome.
Yeah. I got to pick that one out. We showed nine, a couple of geeky movies. So I didn't see it because, like I said, it was playing on a Sunday.
Starlight, star bright. Left for the stars.
Let's see. Yeah, that's pretty much been my geeky week. I'll leave it there.
Score. Okay, let's see. Talked about that.
I remembered something.
Okay.
Sherlock. Is that on your
Sherlock,
list?
Sherlock, yes it is.
Oh, that's a really good show. Go ahead and you talk about it, but I just want to make sure we hit it.
Okay, just so you are fully aware, you know that was the season finale, right?
Damn TV.
Damn British television. They only do six episodes of crap.
Well, actually, it was really only three. It was three.
Even better.
Sherlock Holmes stories. Really, how many Sherlock Holmes stories can there be? He couldn't possibly do like these full-blown series because it's only the most demanding cases that draw his attention, and there's just not that many of them. But oh,
looking at you, Law and Order.
Oh, hey, Skeet Ulrich is in L.A., and I'm not going to hear anything bad.
I have not seen the L.A. one.
Okay, I haven't either. but no, it was really. There's been controversy overall about Moriarty and Shakespeare and Sherlock
and Shakespeare too.
Everybody all together.
But honestly, having seen this, I really like where the show is going. I love this show. It is a fantastic. It's easily in my top three favorite iterations of Sherlock Holmes ever. Probably in my top two, if I'm honest with myself about it. It's just fantastic. Everyone should see this. It's modern, but it's still completely smart. And I still love how, unlike the movie with Robert Downey Jr., which slowed down everything to show you what he was doing.
Yeah.
This, they just scribble everything that he sees. They just show it to him and it just pops up there. So you see everything he does, but unless you're as fast as him, you don't know what it all is until he does explain it.
Yeah.
So you get a little bit of an insight. Right.
Well, that's important. What the hell does that even mean?
You get to kind of play along and try to figure it out as you go.
Ah.
Okay. And he's not punching anyone.
And he's not punching anyone, but they did do that well in the movie. That was about the only thing they did.
Oh, snap.
GoldenEye. Oh my god, GoldenEye.
Yes.
So I've beaten it, and I'm now playing it on the harder difficulty. It is the game, the original game, and it is not. It is the original movie, and it is not. There's little tweaks to it. There's little quick time events that happen sporadically, which some people complain about, but I think are kind of interesting. I still love sniping people. This is where I learned to snipe. This was the video game that really taught you sniping.
Mm-hmm.
GoGo 13 helped, but this is the one that really blam, blam. Daniel Craig, Judi Dench. It's a Bond movie, so it's GoldenEye that you saw, but dirtier and grittier. There's even a
It's the Daniel Craig.
It's Daniel Craig. Yes, Daniel Craig is Bond.
What I'm saying is, it's a Daniel Craig GoldenEye.
It's Daniel Craig's GoldenEye. Okay. Because the original screenwriter for GoldenEye wrote the script for this, so it is the same story, but not quite the same.
Yeah, okay. We'll go with that one.
It's cool. Let's see. Red Dead Redemption, Undead Nightmare. Got to play with some more zombies in the Old West because that's just too fun. Xbox Live did some Black Friday stuff, oddly enough.
Did they?
They were marking stuff down, and I bought Portal with the 14 extra puzzles that I haven't played for $5 versus the normal.
That game was revolutionary. I remember watching you play it. People getting motion sick just from looking at the screen.
Which was awesome.
But you really had to think and you had to figure it out, and it
loved
was
it.
Not
it was the
easy.
Best video game experience. It really was. Also bought the Creedence Clearwater Revival track pack for Rock Band. That's normally 1,600 points, was like 400 points. I'm like,
play
oh my
CCR,
God.
Play some CCR, man!
I also bought the Flynn Lives shirt that I have. And again, thank
for
you.
For his avatar. His
by
avatar
way,
powers.
By the way, Zen Bubble, again, thank you so much. I love that shirt. People always go, oh my God, where did you get that? And I'm always like this really cool guy that listens to our really...
Well, the day that Flynn was really, really sick and then he came back to work.
I wore that shirt my first day back to work.
Flynn Lives.
Yeah, Flynn Lives.
That's what
I want to go on the call.
So now my avatar has the same shirt as well. So other than the glasses, which are tinted a little bit, I have an outfit that looks exactly like my avatar. That's just weird.
I'm just waiting for them to have the utility kilts on there.
One day. You keep dreaming. Did you remember anything else?
Well,
there?
It's actually on, let's see, Guitar Hero and Rock Band have the utility kilts.
Well, you know.
And my avatar there has those, so.
Makes sense.
One day. Do you remember anything else you had forgot?
Nope.
From Alderaan to Krypton. From Castle Grayskull to the Gates of Mordor. From their lips to your basement, to your underground lair. It's GRD News.
The Gurdies are coming up.
The Gurdies are coming up. Voting is still open. It is open up until the 31st of this month, which is December. So,
happy Hanukkah, everybody.
Oh, does that start today?
Yeah.
It does. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And please go to the Billy Flynn Facebook because I can't find the actual picture to put it on the GRD one. But one of the Flensers' friends, oddly enough, who I'm friends with on Facebook, posted the most fantastic picture, which is Han Solo wearing a little
yarmulke.
With
a menorah.
In front of him, and it says, putting the Han back in Hanukkah. And Chewie's in the background wearing
the Orthodox black hat.
Jew
hat.
Oh my God.
Awesome. Chewbacca.
It is fantastic. Sorry. The Gurdies. Which will not be nearly as interesting as that picture, but
you have ADD.
Oh, I certainly do. That was funny. Chewie sells that whole thing.
All right. And the Gurdies. Yes, it
I
is open.
Heard of those.
Yeah. This is open voting. This is the open voting Gurdies. You can vote for whatever you want to in whatever category. I'm not going to limit it down to you have these five choices and you're special enough to play. No. If you like the show, get on the forums, find it's over the geekradiodaily.com. Go to the forums and print up the list, put it on an email, send it to me with your choices. I'll count them up. Whoever gets the most wins.
Cool.
That's how it works.
See, there was a link to a Google Doc, too. And, you know, I'm in love with Google Docs, but you can do that, too, if you want.
Yeah.
Did you?
It was in the forums. Mm-hmm. It was in the same thread of the forums. So you can either copy and paste it or you can just use the link to the Google Doc there.
But if you would do the Google Docs, and really.
You, no, you do it however you want to do it.
No, I
I'm
think you
over Google Docs.
No, I don't believe you are.
She's been Google Doc'd out.
No. Okay.
So.
Have any other news then? Oh,
cons?
TronCon? What?
Any cons? Maybe.
No.
Are we going to do Mars?
We're a little ways out from them, I guess.
Well, actually, MarsCon in Williamsburg.
MarsCon?
Yeah.
Is this the one that you're trying to get us?
No, that's actually, there's a bunch of different MarsCons, believe it or not.
The
one that.
There's
only one
me,
Mars.
There's the Mars Candy Bar Company. There's the Planet.
The one that contacted me was in Ohio. This one that's coming up in January is in Williamsburg.
Huh. Okay. Interesting.
So I might go to that one.
One other person besides me used the Google Doc. Thank you,
nice.
The mayor.
Woo.
Thank you, the mayor. Thank you. You don't have to.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
And indeed we do. So, Prometh for the win. I get bronchitis and or pneumonia just about every year, and that Prometh Codeine Red Magic Liquid is the best. Unless $5 million weekly episodes are transferred to the following numbered account, iTunes, in 7 days, I will capsize 5 tankers in the Philisgan fleet, be very, very sad. Haha, no, seriously. Enjoy the extra time every day, guys. That's from Ryan. Thank you, Ryan. That's
Thanks, Ryan.
That stuff was good. I mean...
do we have any left? No.
The Prometh? No. No, of course not. You take all of your medicine to completion, except for cough medicine, which I might say. Here's to another 100 with Geek Radio Daily. Oh, one other thing.
Huzzah!
I've been loving GoldenEye for the Nintendo. He doesn't say that. The Golden Controller is wired, but it plugs into the nunchuck port on the Nintendo remote, so it's effectively wireless.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I did not either. I've been killing post-Soviet agents from my couch well outside the range of wireless until the Flintstress markets the crazy juice she was drinking on Sweekly 100. Make mine Geek Radio Daily. That's from Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
Yeah, you did have some silly juice going.
I was feeling silly.
At this point, I don't know if I could even use the classic controller that I got with it because I get to use the Wavebird, and I flippin' love the Wavebird. And I'm sorry, but here it comes. The Wavebird is still, like, one of the finest video game controllers ever made. Ever.
It's not too big. It's not too small. It's not too, you know, it's the right size. It's the perfect
See,
size.
43 minutes. Remember that. We need a drop. okay. Dear guys.
Yes?
I can't believe you guys are not doing the daily anymore. I can understand why you're stopping it, but I will miss hearing you guys say the daily. I will watch your Facebook and website, but it won't be the same. You guys are like my crack or marijuana. Okay, first off, okay. That...
They're two totally different things.
That's like saying, what, Satan or a pillow. I mean, that's totally...
You're my workout and my cheeseburger.
Oh, there you go. Thank you. That's good. I call it, the Mary Jane... You're my Mary Jane Watson to my Peter Parker. Aw. I will still listen to your weekly shows. Keep it up and hopefully see you at Dragon Con. That's from Jonathan. Damn right.
Yeah, we'll still be there.
I've got my email all typed up, ready to send with my time off requests. Well, it was fun while it lasted. I looked forward to listening to your show in the morning, for it told me what geeky shows were on that night. I still get a kick of how you make fun of Lifetime.
For women.
It's written there.
Where
it's
were
actually
you?
Written right there.
I just used to say it, but I don't know.
I wholeheartedly agree. That channel and its programming is so ridiculous, although they did have 2 Katie Sackhoff movies. It is like those trashy romance novels at the checkout line at the store. All beefcake on front, but the man is always the villain. That's from James. That's deep and insightful.
Yeah.
Hey, my geeps. I'm glad you guys decided to keep putting out a quality show weekly instead of flaming out and pod fading into obscurity. I do have a question, though. Mm-hmm. Are we telling the vicar? I thought it would be hilarious if he found out about the weekly only shows when he makes his yearly appearance during Vicar's Watch.
Yeah.
So until the Bruce is cast as Mary Jane Watson in the Spider-Man remake, which has an entirely far too respectable cast so far, make mine GRD. That's from Dave.
We were cracking jokes about that already.
Well, didn't he ask you once, like, hey, who's hosting the show tomorrow? I can totally do it. And you said, there's no show tomorrow.
Really?
No, I don't think I actually even responded.
Oh, you don't think he did? I thought it would be funny to just be like, nope, no,
there's
no
not
show,
a
tomorrow.
Show tomorrow. He asked me that, like,
Can I go off topic just for a second? And I hate to interrupt.
As long as you don't make us flame out, yes.
Okay, well, it was one thing that I remember from my Geeky Week, the Peter Parker Spider-Man.
Right.
I saw a special on the Spider-Man musical.
Yeah, yeah.
And
Turn
that
dark.
Sucker looks amazing, amazing.
Now, you do know what happened opening night.
What happened? Damn it, I'm not in the loop!
Get re-looped.
Quite a few delays where there were problems with the wire. Now, it doesn't officially...
We're not going to go on opening.
Well, that
near
was.
The beginning. No, we're near the beginning.
It's not officially open. This is still just the test thing. But at the very end, both of your main cast are dangling, stuck online.
Yeah.
The show went over 3 hours because of delays.
We'll wait for them to work the bugs out, and then it's going to be freaking awesome.
Now it's not so. Oh my god, that's ridiculous! Because everyone thought the same thing when he heard about the Spider-Man musical. Everyone thought about that cheesy ass Superman musical.
Oh,
really?
God.
Or is it just me? I am old. Okay.
No, but it looks like once they finally get the Kings work out of it, that it's going to be absolutely,
I would like
absolutely
to go
awesome.
I would like to go see it.
Except for tickets are only $150, but whatever.
Yeah. It's also a $65 million show that's going to cost $1 million to run every week.
So yeah, they'll make that back in.
So we need to find the exact perfect time to go when they get all the kinks worked out from the technology, but before they cancel it because it's too expensive.
Okay, so like
they're just going to charge a lot more for the drinks, is all. Hello, gang. First, on behalf of all your Australian listeners, I have to point out.
Good day.
It's Gallipoli? Because it's Gal-Lip-Olly. How would you say that? Look at that. Gallipoli? Is that how you'd say that? That's what that looks like to me.
Gallipoli?
Gallipoli. No, because there's no Ali.
It doesn't say where to put the emphasis.
Right, it does not, but there's an O-L-L-Y at the end. Anyway, here's the important part. Mispronouncing it is like the Australian saying Pearl Harbor or E-Day or Gutenberg, which looks right as far as I can tell.
The goot.
Second, I'm going to miss the daily shows. I haven't been listening from the beginning, but it's been long enough that not having the daily dose of geek will take some getting used to. But I think I get why you made this decision. And I'm thrilled that you're continuing this weeklies and grateful that you're still gracing the pod waves in some form.
Aww.
Oh, dude, come on.
Oh,
it wouldn't be the same. Okay, come on. No, you're... Third, since you brought it up or will bring it up, I'm surprised at how much I enjoyed the new Harry Potter movie. It's visually fantastic and the magic fights were great. And they kept way more of the book than I expected. And the power trio developed into pretty good actors, but so many of the little details, well, we'll talk about stuff that got lost. But so looking forward to the Sweeklies. Hope the Daily Show can make a return somewhere down the line. And until my enemies figure out that the counter curse is just Ungelify, make mine GRD. That's from Bronze Thumb. So thank you so much for that.
That was a nice message.
That was. I mean, we've had a lot of good response. People are like, okay,
yeah,
but I understand, and not going in any depth because we don't
I
need to.
I can't wait for somebody write it and go, God, thank you. I hated the Daily Show.
It's about time you good pretentious God pricks got it's off the air. We
I had to
day
figure out which ones were the ones that I wanted.
Okay.
Ryan Seacrest of the Pod Waves, you know.
You're one step closer to shutting the hell up.
So the doctor checks in.
Hey, guys, it's the doctor. I was just listening to Weekly 98. I'm going to admit it. I've been behind, and I'm working to get caught up. But I was listening to it, and you guys started talking about Fringe. And I'm going to admit something else. I haven't watched Fringe since it came back from the fall mini hiatus, whatever you want to call it. So I am a couple episodes behind on that. But you guys were mentioning that if we had seen the show from the point of view of the other universe the whole time, that we would be rooting for them. And the thought just popped into my mind that the alternate universe versions of ourselves who are theoretically watching a version of Fringe, which takes place in their universe and is happening like a, you know, like the reverse of our Fringe.
So, yeah.
That just...
The evil usses are watching
my mind a little bit.
The other Fringe.
And I wanted to pass that on and maybe blow somebody else's mind. You guys are great. Wait. Fringe is great. Keep doing what you do. Talk to you later.
Awesome,
bye,
dude.
Okay, first of all, this is the evil universe because both of you two have goatees.
Okay.
But second of all, wow. Okay, that totally just blew my mind.
So in the good universe,
totally
she has a goatee?
Just blew my mind.
Apparently, that's what I'm getting. Well, Jonathan checks in.
Hey guys, it's Jonathan from Birmingham.
Hey.
I can't believe you guys aren't doing the Daily Show anymore. I miss you, man.
Oh,
anyway, just want to say you guys are doing a great job as always. Can't wait for the weeklies that you guys do. Maybe you guys hopefully will pick up the dailies again. I'll miss the dailies because you guys, you know, get me through the morning every day. I'll let them pile up, you know, for like a week.
So what, were your drug?
While I'm out
yes
and about.
Okay.
But I guess I just have to
we
go
cut
with
everybody
that
off
or
cold turkey
long weeklies that you guys will be doing. Went back and started listening to the Geek Label podcast and Geek Label Radio.
Wow.
And, man, it brings back memories on when you guys first started and everything. Question, whatever happened to Wolfie and the Code Puller and his wife? I'm going to get back on the forums because I've been on the forums in forever. And on geekradiodaily.com.
Driving through a bridge or something.
I'll do my own drops. Keep up the great work as usual. Can't wait to see you guys at DragonCon next year or whenever. Catch you guys later. Bye.
So, well, Wolfie is...
has a girlfriend.
Has a girlfriend.
And so that's why he's dropped off the visa.
And that's really all you need to know right there. you can go to DragonCon and you will see that he has a girlfriend by how you don't see him, like how you used to. So
he's still around.
He's got a girlfriend, but, you know. It's one of those things. The Code Poet. Wow.
Sorry.
The Code Poet still, you know, follow. He's there on Facebook. He tells you all about the crazy marathon biking, evil villain movie role things that he does. Well, okay, that's been a while, but
he
was a villain in a movie. And that's just cool. Evil biker and like bicycle biker.
Yeah,
that's awesome. So yeah, come find us. Everyone's on Facebook and whatnot, and there might be some mention in the forums and all kinds of stuff. I mean, whatever. We got another message.
No. Oh, that's sad. Oh.
Whoa, dude, come back. Come back. Okay,
I'm
Rob's.
Cool guy, I can help you out. So, all right. Well, that's what.
Oh my God.
Good day, everyone.
Rob, you didn't do anything drastic, did you, Rob? Okay, well, Rob apparently was very distraught.
Yeah.
As was his cell phone.
What the hell was that?
We love you, Rob. Reach out to us, man. Reach out to us. I don't.
That was good because I saw in my mind him with his hands up over his head, yeah. And then the camera pans away. No!
I don't even understand how this phone call exists. Okay, well, that's completely messed up because that's two things mixed together. But somebody took part of a show of ours and played it back for us.
Okay.
I don't know why. Moving on.
Hey, guys, it's the doctor.
Wait, talk to you.
I just finished listening to Weekly 100, and I absolutely loved it. All the memories that you guys brought back with
the
Kingfish and his intro or to your main topic, and the curse you Kingfish drop, I freaking...
That was from the archives.
...out loud at that. It was incredible.
That was the Nintendo night.
You guys do such a great job, and I want you to know that we'll be waiting for the Daily Show to come back, hoping that it's not too far into the future. But you guys do such a great job. And
oh, dude.
Anything
come on.
We
stop.
Can do
stop,
to,
stop, 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 stop. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. But seriously, we're just a band, if I can quote John Lennon for a moment.
We're bigger than the Beatles.
I didn't know. No.
Wait a minute, we're playing instruments.
John Lennon said about the Beatles, in the end of it, what does it matter that we broke up? We're just a band. Mm-hmm. John Lennon's
we're
awesome.
We're not breaking up.
I didn't say that we were.
No,
yeah. Okay, calm down.
I don't play instruments.
So the Curse You Kingfish. I'll never forget this this little kid. He's like 14 or whatever maybe, and I've got free shirts
to give
away.
Blow your mind for a second. Think of how old he is now.
I don't want to. Don't want to, and I'm not going to.
He's driving.
And I ask what size shirt he needs. He's like a small, and I've got like Geek Label shirts with me. And I'm like, dude, no, I'm sorry. I don't have anything smaller. It's Kingfish's fault. Here, say curse you, Kingfish. And he just, in the most deadpan, I'm freezing because I've been here all night. Curse you. I love that guy. That's too cool. If you'd like to drop a note, please do. It's podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flinchers, all at geekradiodaily.com. Or you can drop a voicemail too.
206-3FUN-HECK.
Where's that at?
206-3-FUN-HECK.
One more time, because it's been a while.
206-3-FUN-HECK.
Outstanding.
You don't look good.
I don't? Well, you look better.
I can't compete with you physically.
You're not strong. You're silky boy.
Don't overlook my butt. I work out all the time.
What the hell? Oh, that's an
fail.
Exception EA access violation. So you were saying, Bruce...
Welcome. And reaping burns a lot of calories.
Welcome to the Fit Club or something.
Yeah, welcome to the Fit Club. It's all the geek without the weight. Hello, everybody. How are you doing?
You don't have to kill time. Just do your bit. It's fine.
a recent report, due to the holidays, they put this report out. They put this report out every year. They your calculated bastards. The average calorie intake for a Thanksgiving meal.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Go ahead.
It's a good thing you're giving this to after.
Yeah. Yes.
87,000 calories.
No.
No. Let me guess for real. 1,500?
Close. Actually, double it. Yes, I know. 3,000 calories.
So how that is that close?
That includes the dessert. That includes the dessert
well,
as well.
If you don't have dessert.
Yeah.
Who doesn't have dessert?
Exactly. Now.
People with allergies?
Here. You may know this already. I've actually already talked about this one before. How many calories equal 1 pound of fat?
I didn't know there was going to be a quiz.
Your mom.
No,
in
no, no, no.
Numerical,
300,
3,500 calories equal 1 pound of
3,500.
So,
wow.
What do you do after you eat 3,000 calories on Thanksgiving
Day?
Take
a big dump.
No, you take a nap. Well, you might.
Gross.
Call me old-fashioned, but I like a dump to be as memorable as it is devastating.
God, I need to put on my shirt, Kiss My Shiny Metal Ass. I'm on the robots team.
Yes, you should.
And I need to somehow put on there, Kiss My Shiny Metal Ass.
Didn't you buy letters?
I did.
Okay.
I don't know that I have enough for all of that, but I'm going to figure it out.
We can get more.
Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't eat the foods that you enjoy. Hey, by the way, we're still talking about Fit Club. I'm not saying that you should not eat the foods that you enjoy. Just make sure that portion control is something you remember before you get the food.
It's one day a year.
How about remember and practice?
Yes.
How about you throw that in there? Because I could remember it.
I could remember it.
Yep.
That's when you remember.
That's what I should have done. Uh-huh. That's right.
Well, that's why I'm saying before you get the food.
Yep. That's what I should do. Damn it. Nom, nom, nom.
A piece of cake does not mean a quarter of the entire thing.
If it's
a no.
lemon pound
no.
cake.
No. No.
With the lemon
no.
icing.
No. No. No.
We just don't know.
No.
What a big damn thing
to know. No. Okay. You know how people are like, oh, I ate that, but I'm just going to work out like extra. Is that
yes. What? If you're already overweight, I always tell people, it's like, well, if I eat extra, I'll just work it off the next day. I look at you like you already owe the gym.
Damn.
You're mean,
I'll
Bruce.
I'll spit this beer all over the place.
I know. You already owe it.
At least it's a select beer, so it doesn't have as many calories.
That's true.
That's true. So,
if I had spit it, it would actually have been better for me in the long run.
But not for me, because I'm in range.
Okay.
Even though that Christmas is coming up, and some people have the Christmas holidays and the Christmas dinners and all the cake,
deep fried turkey.
Just make sure that you pay attention to how many calories you're eating and one portion of a serving of food, not 12. It's not how high can you stack the mashed potatoes on the plate to make it look like Devil's Tower
and then
eat it later with gravy.
I have a real legitimate question. What if you diet for starting now up until then, and then can you eat as much as you want on Christmas?
Well,
2 weeks of good behavior balance out one day. Yes, it will.
You know, I'm not gonna,
you're hesitating.
I'm not going to tell you not to, but I'm just going to tell you.
If you're asking me if it's theoretically possible for the magic bullet to actually have worked that way, I guess it could have, but I'm still not going to be standing under the
how
elephant.
How about this? If you work out for 2 weeks and bust your ass for 2 weeks, and then you blow it on one day, how bad are you going to feel?
Not bad at all.
Yes, you are.
It's all part of the plan.
If you would like to fight the moral quandary of what to do for food at the holidays, why not drop by the forums at geekradiodaily.com, where there's an entire Fit Club section.
The bell's not over there.
I killed a Smurf.
I was like, who the hell is banging the table? So apparently everyone wants to get this over and done with, so I tell you what, we'll be right back to talk about Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1 and whether or not it's the how many movies that makes it overall. Weird. Geek Radio Daily.
Welcome to the Empire of Ericum, where nothing is as it seems, and the dead don't stay quiet. The other side is close, and the only thing that stands between you and them are the deacons of the Order. Devoted. Deadly. Join both luminaries of the Podosphere and new voices in a short story anthology that takes you into the rich world of Geist, a novel of the Order, coming from Ace Books in October this year. Don't miss a moment of the magic. Subscribe at booksoftheorder.com.
Hi, this is Walter Koenig, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Now, from deep within the GRD vaults, it's
the lost email of Rob!
In a somehow missing email, Rob provides a new theme song for Geek Radio Daily.
For those with a full-time occupation with that weekend not coming fast enough, the difficult part for a working geek nation, the need to hear about geeky stuff to the web. Hearing the podcast Geek Radio Daily and listening every day. Billy Flynn, the Bruce and the Flintstress, helping to jumpstart your day. telling his birthdays, TV pages, and the days of the week, renaming Anti-Friday, a look in the long box, saying the phone number, maybe perhaps a sweetly thing, the bell rolls. It may well be the best daily podcast for geeks and should win an award. Where's the vicar? Find GeekRadioDaily.com to use your keyboard. Listen to Geek Radio Daily, and you will never get bored. Help! I really need a full-time job to take up my time.
Join us again, if you dare, for another peek inside the GRD Vault. Presented by GeekRadioDaily.com.
Oh, there you are, Kingfish.
GRD's Weekly, episode 101.
That was awesome.
Yeah, Rob sent an email a week or so ago that said, hey, guys, apparently, I don't know if you read this. If so, I can't find it. And as we all know, Rob slavishly listens to everything that we say, which is awesome.
We heart Rob.
Rob is awesome. And so included in that long email was a potential new theme song for us done to the Phineas and Ferb.
Did you get a little help from FSM?
The Frankwilizer. Long time voice for people that remember. Used to cut promos and
really?
Stuff for us.
Really?
That was the Frankwilizer,
baby. That
sounded
like Frank. I was like, wow, Rob sounds a lot like Frank.
He wrote the script.
Yeah.
Rob wasn't here to help me produce.
Produced it. That was a nice surprise. Thanks, Billy.
You're quite welcome. So,
see what happens when he's got time on his hands?
Okay. So we went to see Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1.
At midnight.
We were there at midnight. Woo! There are lots of people dressed up. Woo!
Yeah. Most of them were 17-year-old girls.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, let's start with the beginning. Let's start at the experience.
Okay. So there's this guy who shows up as Dumbledore. You can tell he's supposed to be Dumbledore. Is it the greatest Dumbledore costume in the world?
No.
No, but he's got a beard, he's got a hat, blah, blah, blah. And he's holding a sign that said, I died in the sixth book. Cardboard
right.
sign. So,
yeah.
Awesome. So cut to later. These two girls come in and they're talking to the cop who's there because they have a cop there, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And they see Dumbledore, you know, is over getting some refreshments. And as he leaves, the one girl goes, who is he supposed to be? And I was like, well, he's got a sign that says I died in the sixth book. And the other girl kind of laughs and she's still like, huh? I'm like, he's Dumbledore. And she starts picking apart his costume, right?
Yeah.
And, oh, Dumbledore, he wouldn't wear this kind of thing. And I look at him because while they both, mind you, have the Harry Potter scar.
Yeah.
They both also have a t-shirt that says whatever school they're from, cheerleading. So I was like, so was Harry Potter a cheerleader? And her friend laughed, and she didn't, so automatically her friend was much cooler than her.
Yes, exactly.
So if you happen to be listening, you're cool, your friend is not.
Or?
You know who you are.
You know. And dude that asked me about your situation at work, seriously, man? No. You don't want to be a part of that. Don't do that. Moving on. Some guy randomly walked up and asked, when you went inside and I was waiting for her, some guy walked up and asked and started just asking me questions, and it turned into like this big, you know, thing in his
Why
life.
Why do people talk to you? People just talk to you.
Don't you remember Stranger Things? Maybe I've got one of those faces.
Maybe.
That's right. Got a little bit of God in me. Thank you. I'm here all week.
Yeah.
So, we saw the movie. Do we want to talk about the trailers that we saw? Weren't they all
Let's
awesome?
Start with the trailers.
Do you remember what they were?
Green Lantern.
We did see the Green Lantern trailer. Did you notice
the more I see it, the more I like it.
The Star Sapphire emblem on the helmet
this
time?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
Okay, well, that's fine. It's whatever. It looks flipping awesome.
Yeah.
Except for two moments where it's Ryan Reynolds and not Hal Jordan. But other than that, it looks really awesome. So I'm excited. Anything else? Were there any other trailers? I remember seeing any other trailers.
There were other trailers.
Narnia.
Narnia, which I'm happy. I want them all to. I love the Narnia books, man.
That's how I got into
fantasy as a kid was through Narnia.
I don't care. I don't care. I really, honestly.
You still watch Charlie Brown?
Not
strong Christian
really.
Overton.
No, I have not read any of the Narnia books. I have not seen any of the Narnia movies. And unless I am tied to a chair and forced to watch it, I probably won't.
Well, it is for kids who are just starting to kind of get into the stories, and it's for the grown-ups who really did enjoy the stories as children.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that wasn't one of the things that you particularly connected with, so I can totally understand that. But there are tons and tons of people who this was
kind
of like...
And I have no problem. I'm not faulting anybody for seeing it. It's not like, you know, the date
movie. Watch it for Santa Claus, because he's in the first movie.
Yeah, and the special effects look good. And, okay, I don't know if this is what it is, but at my school, the new school that I work in, there's like two or three kids named Aslan. And I was like, yeah. Okay.
You know who Aslan is? That's the lion.
The lion.
That's the lion.
Oh, okay.
So like the lion, which the word, it's the lion.
Okay.
People have named their kids after the lion.
At least they named it after the wardrobe.
But, right, but... The first movie hasn't been out that long, and I've never met anyone in my life. See, no, you like that. Never met anyone in my life.
What's your name? I'm Wardrobe Brown.
Named Aslan. So, is that a common name? I have no idea.
Nah.
Right now, there's a nation of people going, whatever language you speak, you're cussing me out.
If
that's
you know
fine.
Anybody named Aslan, you should send us a message.
We're going to get like 8,000 of them. Oh, how many of you? No, I'm not. No, that's too good a joke.
It's a better name than Upgrade.
See, damn it, stop it. That's exactly what I'm going.
Get out of my head.
There are 6,320.
Let's not eat at that restaurant.
We saw it again this past weekend.
All right.
Different theater, the one across from the one we were in. And that was the digital print theater, which had the full Tron Legacy trailer in front of it, which we did not get.
Okay.
Which I thought was odd. I'm like,
yeah.
Seriously? What, digital? Not digital? What the hell? Yeah. Tron.
Yeah.
Tron.
Oh.
Now, okay. Even though we were kind of sort of talking about it before when we were doing GRD News, in that time that has passed, we have decided that we are doing a GRD Street Crew. It'll be Thursday into Friday, which is December 16th and 17th at the IMAX 3D in Midlothian, Virginia.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll start a thread in the forums at geekradiodaily.com. But, you know, if you want to join up and go see the movie with us, it's going to be badass.
Yeah. And it's just going to be awesome.
I don't care if it's 3D. I'm still gonna. You see, you've heard my stories about 3D in the past.
I
don't care. I'll watch in 3D.
See, they're already talking about how the projections for its box office draw are under where it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
But so is the first one. Okay, just shut up and let us enjoy.
Yeah, let the movie go ahead and come out already.
What it needs to do is nobody's showing the original movie.
No, they're not even putting it out on DVD right now.
Yeah, I'm trying.
It's out of print.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it on my Netflix queue, and like, nope.
If I let you borrow my 2-disc edition that can't be bought anymore, it's not gonna get lost, is it, Bruce?
No.
Don't do it.
Okay, hey,
we'll watch it on my TV. How's that?
That's fine. Can I bring my kids over?
Sure, we'll have a big old Tron party.
Because I want my kids to see.
Your kids are all right. These kids are nice people.
You can
kids
film are cool. It.
No.
So the movie then. Shall we talk about Harry Potter?
Why? We're having so much fun doing this.
That's true.
F Harry Potter. No, just kidding. But there were plenty of older women in our theater who would have liked to do just that. Because
good.
He takes his shirt off and this lady behind us is like, "Woo!" And we're like, "Oh my god, you're 15."
Shut up.
He takes his shirt off almost as much in this movie as Tom Welling does in the new opening of Smallville. Damn, I went.
Oh, but then, you know, with the Polyjuice potion, there were like 4 or 5, 6, 7, however many different shirtless Harry Potters for a little while there.
I don't remember where we were in Smallville. We did. Anyway, yeah, no, they were. They were totally for that particular. And
yeah.
Hey, I'm going to jump into this frozen lake. Let me strip down naked.
What a great idea that is.
And then, okay, it was very unrealistic that it took him a while to put clothes back on. I know you're concerned about the Horcrux. I know you have this higher mission, but damn, it's cold.
So.
Your nipples go fall off.
So we pick up.
Thanks, Bruce.
You're welcome.
We pick up from the movie pretty much, you know, where the events of last time had brought us and all those fun things. I'll try.
Thanks a lot, Bruce.
Sorry, I wasn't quicker. I thought you could behave for 5 minutes. Sorry. What was I wrong?
Have you met me?
No, I tried not to. Bill Nye's in the movie for 5 minutes. It's awesome.
His eyes are in the movie for 4. Yeah.
The ministry will
is strong.
This was a good, I will say that this was a good movie. Not it doesn't even have to be a Harry Potter movie. This was just a good movie. This was a fun little time, you know, going here. And
you can definitely tell the people who were in the theater who had not read the books.
Yeah, there were people dressed in the theater who had not read the books.
Yeah. I haven't dressed it, in, but I hadn't read the books.
Right, but you weren't dressed.
No, I wasn't.
You weren't like this big, big fan who had not read the books.
Yeah.
That just seems a little odd to me. If you're at the, I'm dressing up as the character phase.
Well, you're a fan might of the read movies, it. I guess.
Yeah, okay. All right. But, you know.
Because the scene near the end where we lose somebody took some people quite by surprise.
I was definitely moved. You know, it was.
Oh, no, well, it was a moving scene.
Yeah.
It's a great scene.
There were just, there were people that were like, aghast at this. Oh my God! No, no!
I'm thinking, and I look,
Snape killed Dumbledore. Spoiler alert.
It was like three rows back, dressed up, different houses, each of them, three friends, and them, that, or they just forgot, or maybe it just hit them just as much.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
It hit them. It was just hit them special, in a special way.
The best acting we've had from the entire cast thus far.
Yes. Was the
is this movie this is the best they've ever done as an entire
cast. they've had more practice.
That Dobby was the best actor in the
Dobby went
he's better than Rupert Grint from the first one.
Rupert Grint, you were very fun to watch now, but in that first movie you were almost intolerable,
and Emma Watson was not great at first, but she's really grown a lot as an actress too.
God, I'm such a weird guy. I called that then. That's so weird. So weird. Anyway, the gang has grown up, and all hell has broke loose because Voldemort's back and taking over everything, taking over the government. I'm not going to make any parallels. You can make your own. Harry Potter now is wanted, and how about that chase at the beginning? That was
pretty cool. That was nice to see. I was like, and here come the TIE Fighters.
Now, you can tell why they so desperately want this to have had this in 3D. Because of the two moments where there's something that actually specifically jumps at the screen.
Yeah.
And for that one little scene fighting up in the clouds with everybody on broomsticks. That's why. For the rest of the movie, I don't see where this post-conversion 3D is going to do a damn thing for it.
No.
Because a lot of this movie, I hope you...
It's a tent.
Well, I hope you enjoyed us whenever we did talk about Lost, because this is Harry Potter. It really is. Did you not...
It's season 2 and season 3.
I swear to God, if Voldemort's little black smoky frame had ever shown up in those damn woods when they were walking... Oh my God, look,
there's Locke!
It's Desmond! He's coming.
That was good. They just need a polar bear.
I thought the special
effect as they disapparate was really, really good.
That was
and
nice.
Unique. I hadn't seen anything like that. Where they disapparate.
And they poof.
Okay. From place
where
to
they
place.
Blamp.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Okay, I got it.
That's what it's called, right? I got the name right.
Disapparate,
okay.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bruce doesn't read the books.
I don't read the books.
No, well, they say it in the movies.
Well, he doesn't listen.
Okay.
But there's I got it.
There's all these women go, ah! You couldn't hear.
And of course, how many women...
Oh, and the same woman, when Alan Rickman comes on screen too, she's like, hello, Snape! I was like,
oh, shut up!
And his hair's supposed to be greasy, but he had a good hair movie.
Yeah, he did have a good hair.
No, it looks pretty greasy. It really did.
No,
it looked movie greasy. Maybe.
Yeah,
movie
greasy. But the fact that...
We were just debating how greasy his hair was.
Yeah, how
you met us. Thank you for listening, folks. Okay.
What about the scene where the Holocrux gets opened up and they're seeing... Harry Potter.
Boob.
Yeah.
Side boob?
Yeah. Did you hear all the girls doing that, you know... They were going a little giddy.
No, I was looking at the side boob.
I was a little surprised that they took it quite that far, but you know, it was good. This is mature and this is dark.
Well,
and this
Daniel
is...
Radcliffe said about this scene, and I didn't have any really frame of understanding until seeing it, that when it came time for this kiss between them, that you know they've known each other for so long, whatever. He was expecting it, whatever. He's like, no. She was fierce, I believe is how he said that.
Sweet.
Which really, I thought about that, and I'm like, well, yeah, because that's what she's playing at that moment. Oh, my God, I finally get Harry Potter frame of mind from his point of view.
That's how it
would
be.
So, yeah, it would be. He would hate, hate seeing her kiss him would be bad, but seeing her go, oh, blah, blah, nom, 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 was really bad.
Nom, nom, nom.
Look, she's eating his head. Nom, nom, nom.
Side boob.
Side boob.
Yeah. What?
They hooked up on that screen for like a half a second. Like, well, good lord.
So very weird how, especially because what, you know, what we were just listening to a minute ago, the main three characters,
yeah,
without them actually being able to act all of them fantastically together, this would not have worked because so much of this movie relies on them.
There was not
so
a
much
lot
of the Blair Witch Project.
Yeah. It's a tent.
If you weren't familiar with the book, or you really didn't know what to expect, you might think that this was slow because there's exposition.
There was a lot going on, but it felt slow.
You needed all of this.
Yes, you did, but it felt slow at times. Like, wow, okay.
See, now I still, if you remember, was on some medication when we went to see this movie the first time.
Okay, all right.
I was.
No, okay.
Not that kind of medication.
Okay. What? Go ahead.
I know,
you were still sick.
Thank you. But I didn't check my watch at this movie, and I did the last time.
Okay.
Ooh. The last time.
Yeah, you weren't a fan of six.
I was not a fan of that. It wasn't bad or awful, but every movie just kept building and getting better and better. This was the kind of placement. They plateaued. They didn't try to. So this time, so much better. So loved it. But some stuff was missing, like Bronze Thumb tried to tell us before. Lupin, the scene with him in Grimwald Place, or Harry getting the watch for his birthday. As he said, I came pretty damn close to crying when I first read that scene in the book, and in the end, I just couldn't engage. I couldn't engage like I did with the book. It was a well-made popcorn movie, 6.5 pans from him, not as good as the Harry Potter musicals. Okay.
Mm. See, I'm going to go higher than that. Do not go back and read the books right before the movies because I want to give the movie kind of a fair. I guess there was one or two of the earlier ones I had gone back and reread the book, and I couldn't enjoy it because I spent the whole time going, "Oh no, this is different. Oh no, this is different. Oh no, this is different."
Yeah.
And the thing
is, the book is so large that to get everything in, and still he left stuff out.
Tom Bombadil
wouldn't have worked in a movie.
I know.
People aren't ready for Tom Bombadil.
He was one of my favorite characters that was cut from The Lord of the Rings.
Oh, okay.
And you'll never see him because it's just a character that just can't be explained, really.
Yeah. But we thought the movie was good. What did you give it as far as pants?
I think I would go 8 on this.
That's what I'm thinking.
Dark. There's the sense of foreboding the whole time. This is the Harry Potter's Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it ends on a down note, you know.
Yes, there is a down note. You find Voldemort is really Harry's father. It's really, really effed up.
No! Cuts off his hand.
his wand.
Hermione's his sister.
It's so weird how that all these characters that have been in the movies are just show up for like little bits. And it's so weird that they get people to do that, but that's what helped make it work. Because
the casting on Bill, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Are they really brothers in real life? I need to look that up.
Well, the twins are.
Yeah.
Asshole!
Sorry. Says you're number one.
I'm awesome. Sorry.
No, so we really like the movie. If you haven't already had a chance to go see it right now after you're done listening to the show. And
we saw it twice. There's good stuff. There's moving things in it. And there's still a mystery to solve.
Yes.
There's the Scooby. Oh, the animated sequence.
Oh,
before
yeah.
Before we go, we have to talk.
The three brothers.
God, yes.
The three brothers from Tales of Beedle the Bard.
Mm-hmm.
Done very well. Very, very well. And if you're wondering, if you're kind of like, if you haven't read the books and you're kind of like, oh, why did this make it in? You'll see in the next part.
It makes total
sense. And I thought that was just done
really
well. Now,
how far into the book did they get? I heard they think like 2/3 of the way through the book.
I didn't reread it.
Considering what all they left out. I'm going to say it's at least a little over half. I don't know 2/3. I couldn't tell you, but
Chris
at least
said it was
over
like 2/3 to 3/4 the way through.
But that's okay because all the best stuff is yet to come.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when the really good stuff is going to happen. So like.
Yeah, so that's going to be awesome. And then, I don't know, we're going to have to do like a weekend of Harry Potter at one point when all the DVDs and everything is out and just watch it from start to finish.
That's fine.
Craziness,
that's
right?
That's fine. We're going to start doing that. The same weekend we'll do all of them. We'll do Star Wars and Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings. Yeah.
So let us know what
you
like.
Oh, good Lord.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Okay, we'll take a month off.
No.
All right, we'll take a month off.
Geekathon. So, you know, let us know what you think.
Buttonumathon.
A couple people have already sort of chimed in. You know, let us know in the forums or call in or write us an email or something. And tell us your opinions on Harry Potter too.
What about this one? Because there's been so many.
T-O-O.
As well.
Fine.
Motherfracker.
Thank you so much for dropping by for GRD's Weekly Episode 101. Really good having you here. So thanks for dropping by. Awesome stuff. And make sure you go by and hang out like at the forums at geekradiodaily.com. go check out the Facebook page. In both places, you're going to learn about the stuff we're talking about, like the Walking Dead firing their
all the writers,
cast, and how they finally, the law finally caught up with Lando Calrissian. He's safely in jail now. You'll be happy to know that. GRD is licensed with Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, non-derivative works, United States 3.0 license. Why don't you drop us on a load at podcast, Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flintstress at geekradiodaily.com, or send that voicemail to
206-3-FUN-HACK.
Sorry, where now?
206-3-FUN-HACK.
One more time!
206-3-FUN-HACK.
See you next time!
Exterminate!
That was lame!
So why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
You shot these movies over the course of more than 10 years. Was that difficult doing the same character for that long?
No, you know, because it was probably around the time of the fourth film that I kind of started to realize that I was Harry.
I'm sorry, I understand. You are Harry? You played Harry?
No, I am. I am Harry. I thought I was an actor playing a wizard. But really, I was a wizard playing an actor. I go from my Harry life when I am me, and then I walk out of the room, and then I am Dan, the actor. Dan is a fantastic character who I really enjoyed playing him. This kind of split reality which I live on, which we all live on, you know, as it was a revelation when I discovered that that's how the world works.
And so when you're not Dan, you actually are fighting evil spirits?
Well, no, I've fought them all now. They're dead. I've done that.
So what does Harry do now that he defeated everybody?
Kind of chills out a lot. Yeah. And you know, I talk to women. Tell them that I'm Harry, and see where that gets me.